Okay, as you prepare for Yom Kippur and Sukkot, today is one of those miscellaneous days in between the Zmanim, where I try to share with you something in Yana Diyayma. What I gave out today is a page from the Hamik Shaila, from the Nitziv's Pirish on the Shiltas. The Nitziv, he had a very colorful life in general. The Torah Tumim embellishes it a lot, and what's definitely true about him is that he got married at age 13, a little after his bar mitzvah. And, you know, in Satna they say, who has kedima to aliyah, bar mitzvah boy or an oifruf? They say, whoever is older gets kedima. So Nitziv got married slightly after his bar mitzvah to the daughter of Rav Yitzchak Volozhiner, and Rav Yitzchak, they called him a Volozhin, and his genius was not known.
How old was she?
I don't know. I wasn't invited to the wedding, but his genius was not known. He sat and learned quietly. There are different versions of exactly how not known his genius was, but certainly he published the Hamik Shaila. The Shiltis is a not often learned sefer. All his life, the Nitziv, in addition to being a Bakei in Shas, learned Svarim that were not widely learned. Something Rechaim Kanievsky would do later as well. And he published a Pirish on the Hamik Shaila, and with that, his genius became known. What he did was to say a klal, a very glatta klal, usually a big chiddush, and not just a derech of mefalpulim shtiklach Torah today in the yeshiva. You have a kasha, you say a klal, he answered a kasha. What the Nitziv did, he said a klal and he answered a dozen kashas in different parts of Shas with the one klal. So you're a little more confident that it's true if it answers 12 sugyas in Shas than if it just answers one sugya in Shas. And
what are the Shiltas?
The Shiltas, okay, so you should know the basics. The Tanoim were followed by the Amiroim. When the Shas was sealed, the period of Amiroim was sealed about the year 400 or so. The Rishonim began basically after the year 1000. Started usually with the Rebbe from Ein Chanel. Between the year 400 and the year 1000, was a period, in general, it's a period they used to call the Dark Ages. The woke movement doesn't allow us to call it dark. They can't call it Dark Ages, they call it Middle Ages now. And that was the period of the Gaonim. Rabban and Sabroi was a short period, but mostly the period of the Gaonim. What was a Gaon? The Gaonim, it's not like today, everyone's Harav HaGaon. It was before the Rishonim, before Rashi and Tosfos, before the Rambam and the Rif, the Gaonim, a Gaon was the head of one of the two yeshivas in Babel. There were two yeshivas, Surah and Pompadisa, or Naradah. Pompadisa and Naradah is the same yeshiva. And each yeshiva lasted about 1,000 years. And they were the two main yeshivas, founded by Rav and Shmuel. And they were the main yeshivas. The head of the yeshiva was called the Gaon. He got the title Gaon. And it was a meaningful title. And they say, now they call somebody up, a Gaon HaGadol, they say, just like the Gaonim. He knows Gemara, but he doesn't know Rashi and Tosfos. Gaonim didn't know Rashi and Tosfos, right? So, but there were the Gaonim. The total number of Gaonim, historians say, were maybe 100.
How long were the
Rabbanu Sabarai, it's hard to know, probably one or two generations. Rabbanu Sabarai is a whole different thing. Rabbanu Sabarai explained the Gemara. There are some pieces in Shas that were written not by the Amiroim, by the Rabbanu Sabarai. And like the Sugim Sachim, or if or is Yamama or not. Well, Kedushin, the first daf of Kedushin, Loshen Derech, the Ramban says it's not Gemara, it's the Rabbanu Sabarai, but that's a separate story. It was a short period. And then there was a period of the Gaonim. Period of Gaonim, very little was published. We have almost nothing from the Gaonim. There were a couple of exceptions. Rabbi Chai Gaon, was in Eretz Yisrael. And because of his greatness, he was seen as a leader of Kol Bnei HaGoyim, and he was given the title Goyim. Who gave it to him, I don't know, but he was called Rav Chaya Goyim. At the end, there were Rav Sadia Goyim, the last Goyim. Rav Chaya wrote the Shiltis. It's called Shiltis to Rav Chaya Goyim. So he wrote the Shiltis, and it goes on the Seidah Parashiyos, but more or less it's on the mitzvahs with the Biur. The Shiltis is not often learned. The Hamik Shailun and the Tziv wrote a Pirish on the Shiltis at a young age. When he was 30, he was recognized he took over the Vlajan Yeshiva. But between the ages of his marriage of 13 and 30 is when he, sometime during that time period, he wrote his Pirish on the Shiltis. And like I said, there are many Chidushim. The one, you have one page of in front of you, is one particular chiddush, which I found to be geschmack, and over the next, over to this morning, I'll try to say what he says, and what I've seen added to it over a number of years. Originally, I was alerted to this by the Stipler. It's very hard to learn the Shiltis, as you see from his language. The Stipler in Brachas Simin Vav has a piece on this Shiltis. Namish on this, totally on this, and then I was alerted to it, then I started learning through this piece in the Shiltis. He says, one yesaid, let me finish. He says, one yesaid, and he answers 11 mitzvahs, 11 sugyas and shas that are problematic. Of the 11, I think 7 of them are here on the page in front of you. And he explains difficulties with which Kadmoinim struggled. And with his one yesaid, he has one very geshmaki yesaid, and like when you hear it, it opens your eyes, and it becomes, it's a bechidish, but it becomes something that's clear. The tziv's yesaid here is this. His yesaid is, there are certain mitzvahs. How we know which ones, we'll get to later on this morning. But he says there are certain mitzvahs that the Torah says you're mechuyev to do, and you could be yaitza the mitzvah with a minimum performance, and somebody who does more, and his intention is to do more, it all becomes part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. The hemshech of the mitzvah all becomes a part of the mitzvah. That's the netziv yisaid. The way the Stipler brings it, he's going on Kriya Shema, we'll see in a minute. He says, Sefer HaMik Shaila Parshas Yosef Kasa. He says the following idea. Kol Shemarech V'Kaira Yosef B'Shul Mitzvah Z'Dibar Tavam HaVakel V'Chlah HaMitzvah. What he's saying is this. Kol Mitzvah Shloi Nosta Ba'Tayra Shir Os kol masha adam oisik ba, ha kol mechsha mitzvah. It's all part of the mitzvah. In other words, we're going to learn about it. You can take a lulav, midag ve'nafik ba. You pick it up, you yaitza. If when you pick it up, you intend to do nanuim with it, you intend to say halal with it, all of that is part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. When we're going to pick up a lulav and esrig, Gemara says, you pick it up and it's done. In 2 seconds, the mitzvah is over. He says, it's true, you could be yaitzim and agvei nafik bay. But any time it's your intention to be nimshach with the kiyam mitzvah, all of that hamshacha is all part of the daraisa of the mitzvah. That's all part of the din of a kiyam of a daraisa, even in the in the stretched out time of the mitzvah.
Wouldn't that zap out a lot of the rabbanos?
I don't know if it zaps it out,
like
but it changes
like
it to derises.
Like halal.
I don't know if halal is derises in the first place, but some of the derises, you're right. But you're right, there are many derises. Now, with this, he explains many things. I'd like to be marich on a little bit on lulav, which is coming up this time of the year. But with this, he explains numerous mitzvahs. The mitzvah he begins with, which the Stipler begins with, is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema every morning and every evening. The Asteris and Shas, it's extremely confusing how much of Shema is Daraisa. We don't really know. You know, Rishayim say the first pasuk is Deraisa. Those who say the whole first parsha is Deraisa. The Lashna Gemara, two parshas are Deraisa. And the last parsha is the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. They are Rishayim all, only the first Shema Yisrael and V'ahavta, the first pasuk is Deraisa. There are steerists in it, the Shagas Aryeh, the Sibin Aleph, is Marif to understand what the Nekuda of Kriya Shema is. And the main thing, the first thing he's coming to answer, is that it could be Yitzhak Shema with one pasuk. But if you say Kriya Shema, what's Kriya Shema? It's a pasuk of a Kabbalah Zalmachus Shemaim. Whatever your Marif to be Makabal Zalmachus Shemaim, all becomes part of the Deraisa. In other words, when the Torah says Yaisa with a pasuk, or the Gemara says in one place that the first pasuk is Deraisa, it's true. Now when it says two pasuk, it's also true. One pasuk is also true. Whatever a person wants to do in his derech kiyum mitzvah, it's all part of the Deraisa. That's the Nitziv Yisai. The most complicated place to understand this is by Kriya Shema. I have someone who was in my shiur years ago. My brother still comes every Friday for the shmuz. His son is being bar mitzvah. So you remember this Nitziv that he had spoken out, and he said he's writing his son's pshetel on it. So he came to me, he said, on the Kriya Shema part, he's getting stuck. I said, don't start with Kriya Shema. Everything else is easier. Start with Lulav and Shofar and Chagiga and all the other mitzvahs that were Brich Samaz and that will get explained with it. The Kriya Shema part is kind of the most complicated piece of the equation, although if you take the stipler it makes it a lot easier to read. Yitziv wrote HaMikshayla, he was a genius, and he wrote a little that way, and sometimes he alludes to Gemaras, which you have to figure out what he's talking about.
So even the
Pasha
Sittis would be
Sittis for a different reason, Vizkiyas Tis Mitzrayim, which is also a mitzvah that I'll explain it, Mr. Shem, to remember to come back to it. So I'd like to do the same. I'd like to start with the easier ones. So if you take a look at the sheet in front of you, which I just to give you the time, the very top is going on Kriya Shema. That Nirali, the second line on the page, this is on page Shin Mem Gimel in the standard print of the Hamik Shaila, in Parshas Yisrael. Nira lid afilu l'day azud yaitzim in atarib a pasik echad. Even like the sheet, the yaitzim shema one pasik mekamakan. Kol shekova bedaita, it's amazing. His das is peveya. Ligmar ba'oisai pam, whatever he wants to finish at that time. Hariyakel mitzvah min atarib. It's all part of the deraisa. And Everything, whatever he wants to include, there has to be some limit to it, but whatever he wants to include is part of their
eyes.
What? So we could ask, there aren't so many mefarshim on this, but we'll figure it out. It's not going to be chsaron. We'll see it from the other examples that he brings. For example, the next example. You know, so your question is the L'chumra only L'kula? When he makes it all a Deraisa, is that L'chumra, that he's not Yaisa without the whole thing? Let's see from his other examples. He brings Kamash Kosov around Lenya Mitzvah Sukkah. He brings around. Now, Afal Gav Shi Yaisa B'Shnei Defanais V'Tefach. You really could be Yaisa Sukkah. Minimum Sukkah is like the shape of a hay. The Velt says that you could have a Sukkah, Samach, a Chaf, or a hay. Right, the sukkah, most of us build a samach. Samach is four walls, shaped like a samach. Some people build like a chav. They have three walls, okay. Three walls is also a sukkah. The minimum is like a hay. Two walls, shaped like a dalet. And then a tefach, positioned appropriately, obviously. But that's also a good sukkah. So, what?
The initials of
sukkah. The initials of sukkah, samach, chav, are three shapes of a sukkah. You ask me about the Vav. What about the Vav? There's no Vav in Chumash. Sukkah in Chumash is always spelled without a Vav. The only place that you spell with a Vav is in Tilm. It's always spelled Chasim.
Maybe that's the door.
The door, okay. So, come on, let me answer Sukkah. Abu Abshi Yotzeh B'Shtei Tfanis Shetef. I'm a comic. Im Roitz Elaseh Zdala Tfanis Bebas Achas. If you build a sukkah originally with four walls, like you and I all do, kava hakel b'din Torah, it all becomes sukkah d'iraisa, vasurim kulam b'hanor. We know the Gemara dashes, machag la'ashem, av sukkah la'ashem. So the walls of the sukkah are asa b'hanor. If even a chomayid, you're not allowed to have other hanois from the walls of the sukkah, because the walls of the sukkah have a kedusha. So asurim kulam b'hanor. You don't say who needs the fourth wall, so the fourth wall shouldn't count. It doesn't matter, because once you kaveya that all four are good, it's good. Now what's the drasha? Chag asukis, machag l'Hashem, karbachagiga is l'Hashem, avkol l'Hashem. So he brings, which I underline next, doimu l'mitzis chagiga, k'diz v'chagiga d'afkof amedbeis, ches amedbeis. Im hifrish, eser behemis l'chagiga, so, chagiga, you only need one behema. You don't even need one behema, you can be b'shutzus to someone else. You just have to have part of a chagiga. If you separate 10 behemoths in a chagiga, you yaitza. And not only yaitza, but he'll explain later, it's also to bring a carbonist nedava on yantif. On yantif, you're not allowed to just bring a shlomim for a nedava. You're not allowed to do malacha for a carbon yachid. This man voluntarily called 10 of them a chagiga, and you're allowed to be makrib all of them on yantif. So how are you allowed to? It's a kula. He's mafresh more behemoth. Are you being makel? Al karkach, he's gonna explain this afterwards, that the chagiga is even lakula. It's part of the mitzvah d'iraisa of chagiga. And then he says, va'ashav shekabu chacham, and going to the underline again, chacham gimel parshia, istas a kula imin ha-taira. V'chazal v'kevei ha-shma, for Dairaisa, Nasa Kula Minatara, Shapra Isa Babrak Staff Yadali, Kabakhaim Krishma Dairaisa, Paisik. The Kokaka, Kola Parashakoi, the Pasagrisha Osla Hafsiki Yadua. It talks about being Mafsik Mneha Kovit, Mneha Yira. The first Pasag, you're not allowed to be Mafsik. But here it says that you can be Mafsik for everything else. So he talks so far about three mitzvahs. Kriyashma, the Binyan of the Sukkah, and the Karban Chagiga.
Where does he get this from, this
12? From the 11 places in Shas. If you have a thing that answers 11 places in Shas, that's his thing. His main raya is Chagiga. He's going to come back to it a few times. Chagiga is very clear. The Gemara says, a mafrish esame is Chagiga, so you're allowed to be mafrish ben anyantit. Even the only mechayiv to have one.
What
mitzvahs
would he have a problem with?
He talks about Batayisim too. We're going to get to it. He's going to get to Batayisim also. So I think what he means, if you say, we hit one chagiga, you makrif the chagiga, he says, you know what, let me do a second one, too late. You're in deraisa already. It has to be when you start the deraisa, you intend to have 10 karbon chagigas. You can't, as an afterthought, add more and make that a deraisa. You're ready, you're in deraisa with the one chagiga. Same thing, you build a sukkah with 2.5 walls. So that's your sukkah. If later your wife comes and says, that's a sukkah, so all right, you had a fourth wall, that's already not, that's not pasachas.
Is that machshava or
he says machshava, he says it constantly, incredible.
Why did you say he has to be marked the chagiga? Why if he does the chagiga now and 2 hours later he says the rest? But that also, that's not about the machshava.
He has to be magdish them, but pasachas. So he can't. The Gemara only says if you mafresh eser, his klal is b'basachas.
Yes, so
he doesn't have to be makdish b'basachas. He meant he has to be magdish. He comes back to chagiga in the next column.
What's that? The sukkah, you've been 2.5 walls, and then change, it adds on, then the other wall will be muksa?
Won't be muksa.
No.
That's what he's saying. Oh. You know, later in the second column, he adds, chem b'chagiga d'avches, afil hifresh eser behemes chagiga, car beyond if v'loy mikri nedar v'nedavis. It's not called nedar v'nedavis that you can't. That you can't. That's easy.
Very interesting. In a sukkah, if you put the 2+, and you have machshava, I'm going to do it a day later or do chalamayit.
It sounds like it's all part of it. He says you can't have a machshava. You know, I don't have other mafreshim. I mean, the stipler does, but. I'll mention Har Tzvi soon, that explains. Rav Hankin, they all of them talk about this cloud.
Okay.
put up two walls on the tabah, then put the staff up, then finish the rest of the four walls.
There's no tasa minasi at all. It's a kashrus sukkah. The schach was put up a kashrus. It's good. What's the iser? The Gemara says you break off a piece of wood and you want to use it to pick your teeth. So that's already the halachas of it. The Taz says it's hanah shel kiloi. It's only also hanah that takes away from. But mi'ilah, it's only mi'ilah if you weaken the behemoth, if you take away from it. Machag l'Hashem, Machag l'Hashem, you're allowed to lean on it. The Yad Yantif asks, when it's raining, how you're allowed to sit in the sukkah, you make a da, you put a shlach, and you sit there. You're nehenna from the walls. So the Yad Yantif says, he brings the Taz says, only hanah shel kiloi, only hanah that weakens the wall, takes away from it. The Gemara's example is the wall's made out of wood, and the piece breaks off a little piece of the wood to use for his personal use. But there will be the same thing with a decoration. The place we talk about, a person hung up an esrog as a decoration, and it's also part of his sukkah, and then his esrog is possible, he wants to use it, he can't use it. He can't take it down to use it. Unless he made it tonight in the beginning. Brachas tap mem vav. Amar Aleph Shokel v'Tori Yashat Matayv Ametiv Dairaisa. Before the Gimel Brachas Vaday Min HaTayra. By benching, we always say that the Gimel Brachas of benching are a Dairaisa. So we say if you Mesupik, if you bench, so the first three Brachas are Dairaisa. Grad if you Mesupik, we don't want to be Mezalzel in the fourth Bracha. They said say it also, but the first three Brachas are Dairaisa. So he says it's really a problem. He alludes to it. By Payalim, it says workers only make the first two brachas. And not only that, the Gemara says, what's the Lashon? Brich Mori Dahipita, somebody said a Lashon. He said, you said Brach Hashem for the bread. So, Taisus asks, what about Bris and Tyra? He said Bris and Tyra also. But he didn't make even three brachas, he just said one bracha. Brich Rahmana Mori Dahipita. And the Gemara says, he eats it. It's the same thing. You could be yitzah with one. You could read the lashon down. But brachas tap mem vashol katori yashas tevetim derai. So we'll give brachas vayd minatayra. Chinkos of toisus taf tezayin omer alda mem zayin probably. Davav chaysim avgam derai sa hein yesh peh viyachacham. Vakos of beis yosef kuf tzadik aleph shloim mashma hachi dasa rabban. Throughout the piece, he's going to say his klal toisus doesn't agree with, but it's based on the Rambam. When the Torah in the yellow bracha achas, because of his yosef, Ava gav the dorish lo agamara smachtis bi'almaninu. All the other brachas are smachtis. Some of them are bis yosef. Tais lo andusha deraisa midrasha seilu. V'zeh niradai kar gamal vilafanav asmuchu akroi. Even a bracha rishayna gam a tayva meitiv yesh machlekes midrasha gam a taisus er milupama midrasha zal shein asmacht. Abul kashal a taisus. It bothered Taisus that meant Bava now, Koilu Gimel Brachas Dei Raisa, and the other Gemara Samashva that it's not. Shemash Ksavti Nicha. Vali Mina Tori Yaitse Bebracha Achas. Miu, Achas, Etiknu Gimel Brachas, Hakol Bechlau, Uvarato Aninu, Nasu Kula Midai Raisa. I mean, Chazal made it into a Dei Raisa. Mekol Bechai Bepayalim Leitiknu Metchila, Elashtayin, Kmoi Shamru Bekriyash Mabalkin, Beholchin, whatever it's Hachid Rachim, that this is his klal by Brichas Hamazon. Going up to the second column, Shaifer, the very geshmak. By Shaifer, we blow Shaifer. In our Torah, how many kailas do you need? In our Torah, you need three sets of three. You need tkiya, trua, tkiya. Now we don't know what's a trua, so it turns into what we call ten. So ten is deraisa. So Gemara says you have 10 for Malchias, 10 for Shaifris, 10 for Zechrinis, 30. So we call 30 Dairais. The Gemara says, Taikin the Marian, Kshem Aimdim, Taikin Shem Yaishvim, Kdel Arba Vesasad, whatever that means. So the Gemara says 60. 30, 30 more. The Gemara doesn't say anything about more than 60. The Gainim added another 30, 90, and I'm not sure where the last 10 were he headed before the Shulchan Aruch, but at some point, probably in the Gaon. So we blow 100. So Taisus asks, Bataisif, so much Bataisif, said the first 30 is Dairaisa. How could you make another 30? another 30 about Yaiva Baal Taisif. So Taisif holds, if you do a mitzvah twice, it's not Baal Taisif. Rashi seems to hold that way. Right, Baal Taisif, you had a fifth min to the Arba Minim, or you had a fifth parsha to the Tefillin. That's Baal Taisif. But the mitzvah twice, Taisif is not Baal Taisif. But the Rashi says not that way. The Rambam, Rashi, and Ritva, they ask how the Rabbanan can make mitzvahs, it's Baal Taisif, that they hold not that way. So how do you answer the kasha of Baal Taisif? He says, very geschmack, take a look. The third line in the second column. You're not allowed to stop blowing shofar. Once you yaitza, you can't blow additional kaidah just for fun. So it's a chachmi, it's a drabbanan to blow. Abba, gala, kosheba datenu litkaya, loy nigmar mitzvah, mikriya komidaraisa. Whatever's in your mind to blow, the mitzvah is not done, and the mitzvah is not finished. It always answered me, it bothered me, the briskers, what they do. Since Rav Lichtenstein came to Torah V'das, they do it in Torah V'das also, after all the tzkiyas are done, so they blow like a zillion more. They blow, a toot-a-toot, and a toot-toot, and all the different sounds. And with breath, without breath, with waiting sheer breath and not breathing, with waiting sheer breath and breathing, like they do to be yaitz all the mitzvahs. So I don't understand it. You think you weren't yaitz the deraisa yet? Like, it's also to stop blow shayfer on Rosh Hashanah, just amazai. So you have your chumris that are not like the Mishnah Brura. So where do you come to be makel? I understand. But you're being makel. You're doing more blowings. Quaitin Nitziv, it's very geschmack. Nitziv is the Zayda of Brisk, right? The Nitziv says, whatever's in your das to do, that's all the mitzvah. You want to be a toot, a tutu, tua toot, and a tutu ta, and the whole thing. My grandson, the first time saw this, he'd have in yeshiva, and he said it was great. I said, what was great? He talked about the davening. The davening was also great. But he talked about the whole show with the tekiyas afterwards, like everyone around the bima, and being yaitza all of the briska chumris with all the tekiyas. I ate a kula. So he says, mikriya kol shebedaitenu litzkaya, this is lashon, whatever you intend to do, like nigra mitzvah, Taisus has to come on to a chiddush, it's not Baal Taisif, because Baal Taisif is only adding to a mitzvah, not doing a mitzvah two times. Elam kva gomer ha-mitzvah, they bet daite lo-haisif. If only when you finish the mitzvah, and you see, ein bet daite lo-haisif, shuv ein bay shum mitzvah. But come on, okay, it's about Taisif Lekka. Gam zeh, eini elu mishum hoyel de loy gomer ha-mitzvah, nim shalcha ha-mitzvah kabay shiyiritza. Mishum hachi, afilu gomer, ein bay mishum bal Taisif. Afilu gomer, ein mishum bal Taisif. Afo b'mokim da asa lo isa bula ha mishum maisa, b'tam rishay, ha maisa vay mishum bal Taisif gam kem. Kibur b'rif, the rif does not like Taisif. He was doing a mitzvah an extra time. It's Baal Taisif. The Gemara is mastered that way. Hayosh Shmini Yatzeres Besuka is even Baal Taisif. So in Israel, I mean. But anyway, the Lachi Yosel is Baal Beis Pa'amim. The Rif says he's not allowed to daven twice. It means not daven shakras twice in a day. Shem daven kamakra Beis Tamidim by Baal Taisif. Shem the Balai Zeh Gamkei Yeshalakra Shnei Tamidim. Now you're going to ask me, why can't you bring two Tamidim? So Nativ is going to say, wherever the Torah says a shir, as keves echad tasav abayker, then my rule doesn't apply. If a Torah says a number, it doesn't apply. If a Torah doesn't say a number, then my rule applies. So very geschmack, he explains this as well.
So it goes back to machshava again. To be as machshava to keep on going all day.
Right. Exactly. That's his clown.
There are a lot of questions. Is the fact that blowing a shofar is called a chachma, does it have anything?
It means it's a drabbana, this chachma means.
So it's considered the parish?
What?
Tfil, they consider the parish, type of place? So it's Tfil, if I don't mind.
He's going to talk about the type of place. Five parashiyos?
No,
can't add to the Tzuras HaMitzvah. If you have a mind to wear two pairs, I guess.
No, so we have a mind to put 500 tekiyas.
500 kiyas also, according to him, is also good.
So five parshas of tefillin, too.
No, five parshas, not the Tzur of tefillin. Five, a fifth parshas, not the
Tzur.
But you really are sure. That's who you're fooling. You can take briska chumras. It's nice. You want to be yaitza epes reshita. But he is not saying what you're saying. He's not saying to out the stuffing. Okay, you can make a look if you want. He brings another raya from the mitzvah of Arava. We don't do it today. In the time of the Mizbeach, there was a mitzvah medivrei by the Hochshem Sinai. They put up tall aravas on the Mizbeach. So he brings, the Gemara says, afterwards, the Chachamim used to take those aravas in the Mizbeach and use it for their mitzvah. Because mitzvahs la v'henes nitnu, you know, have a nof and hegdish, so they used it. So he asks, even if mitzvahs la v'henes nitnu, but chi efshe direct, because l'kicha rishayna, you yaitse the arba minim the first minute you take it. So it's hegdish. So mitzvah v'henes nitnu, they put it on their lulav. But after you have to take it off the lulav. So he asked it. They took it for 1 second. Ella must be hakel mitzvah. The whole taking it as a mitzvah. Lower down, lulav biyantiv shechal b'shabbos. Okay, we don't take a lulav biyantiv shechal b'shabbos. He's going on the Madiyama that says that you do take it, but the ikur is not the chal b'shabbos. The ikur is, the Gemara says the Anshi Yerushalayim is to walk around it with it a whole day. They walked around the whole day with the Arba Minim, and the Gemara even says when they took it, they put it down, and then later they went back to it. See, he says, what's the business the whole day? Push pshat, it's a chavivus of a mitzvah. But again, it bothers him, the muktzah shabai, at least on Yad Shechab Shabbos, like the man Yomi you take it on Shabbos, when it's the first day. No one holds you take it. What? That's not the issue. They did. But they had a wall. But the point is, he says, when you take the lulav, the whole hemshech of the lulav, of the arba minim, it's all nichlal in the mitzvah, whatever a person has in mind to do with the mitzvah. Let me quickly go through a few of the other mitzvahs he mentions, because I want to get to a geshmaka addition to it. So, brismila. He mentions later, it's a pella. The Gemara says, when you do a bris, if you cut roiv, you yaitza. Roiv of the arla, you yaitza. The baby's 100% gemalot, 100%. But even on Shabbos, as long as you're in the middle of the bris, you chayzer al tzitzi shei makvin. You cut more. You cut more. Why? Because he goes with his yisai. That's all a chelik of the mitzvah. There's a geshmak araya to this. But Mishnah Berurah says, one of them is doing a bris on Shabbos. And he already put down the knife, he's doing priya. And he realized that tzitzis shei makvin. So Mishnah Berurah says he can still pick up the knife and do it. Because he's still in the middle of the mitzvah. It's still a hemshah, his das is still on doing the mitzvah. What about mitzitza? Now Mishnah Berurah says, if you hold mitzitza as part of the mitzvah, it's machlokes, and mitzitza is just for health reasons, or as part of the mitzvah deraisa. The whole Matzitza Tumah was around that. And what does that mean? If in the mind of the male, he's still Isaac and Bris Mila, he's doing Matzitza, he still could be Chayzal Tzitz and Shem Akin. Because it's all a hemshech of the Maisa Mitzvah. His mind, when he started, was to cut off the whole Arla. So you can even do Malach on Shabbos, because you have a mind, a hemshech of the mitzvah.
But Priya itself is still right.
It gets more geshmak. He answers such geshmak at kashas. Mila is very geshmak. Kiddush and Abdallah. There's a big tumult that Achrayim about Kiddush. The Gemara says that there used to be Yaitza Kiddush with davening. There used to be Yaitza with Baruch Hashem and Kaddish Shabbos in Shemini Esrei. Gemara says Heshiru. They were able to afford wine. Kavu ala kais. Kais is not their eyes. But they said, do kiddush ala kais. Ha'onu, they became poor, they went back to Shemini Esrei. So went back and forth, said, Kaveya, do both for kiddush. We do kiddush in Shemini Esrei, kiddush ala kais. So there's a big tumult about this in three great gedolim from the same period. Now, Yehuda Kivagin some cipher. A woman is chayiv in kiddush. Most women don't daven ma'ariv Friday night, especially if they have children. How are you yaitzi your wife with kiddush? You were yaitzi the deraisa already in Shemini Esrei. Gemara says we do both. You're yaitzi already in Shemini Esrei kiddush.
Good shot, right?
She was not yaitzi. So when you come and you make alakais, that's just a drabanan. Drabanan can't be yaitzi the deraisa. How are you yaitzi your wife? There's a big tumult among the three of them. The Sofsever, Kiveg, and Nebuhud. That's only at Arvus. They ask like the Rosh in Brachas that there's no arvis for men to women. That's all part of the question. That if you hold like the Rosh, there's no arvis for men to women, how you might see there's no apishiyatza might see. So when I got married, I told my wife, even if she doesn't have a marid, she should say Mizra Shili on a Shabbos and have a mind to be Yitzhak Kiddush. That's what I told her. Whether she remembers this many years later, I'm not gonna see.
She's obligated.
So the answer is up to Nitziv, very geschmack. Kiddush is whatever you want it to be. Heonu, Hashiru. So be Yaitzu with both. You attack a Yaitzu to Dairaitzu with both. With Tfilah and Alakais. It's not even like a Raya to it. Because what's more Mahudr? Shemini Esrei or Alakais? What's a bigger hitter? It has to be Alakais. Hashiru, they got rich. Kavu Alakais only originally. So obviously Alakais is a bigger hitter. So why are we making Kiddush after davening? You should make Kiddush before davening. Yeah. If the deraisa is whatever you do first, it's such a geschmack in the tziv. The tziv says, according to this, it's very geschmack. You can be yaitza the mitzvah with as much as you want. As much of it as you want. He answers such difficult questions. Another thing. What?
Your mitzvah is the Shemini Esrei
and so you that's right. You can be Yitzhak as long as it's enough to be Yitzhak with. Shai for the same thing. I'm blowing 100 tekiahs. If somebody walks in late and wants to be Yitzhak my last 30, you can be Yitzhak my last 30. It's all part of my Mitzvah Deraisa.
But the wife has a difference.
What?
The wife will not be Yitzhak without Kiddush. She has to
hear Kiddush. Right,
Chesty.
Yeah,
but she doesn't
want
to with neighbors.
What? Lahadlik Nair is not Makat, she doesn't mention Kedusha Shabbos.
Yeah.
Hefsik? So it's interesting, he says no, because he owes when they carry the lulav a whole day, it's all part of the mitzvah. And he says, even though they put it down, it says they carried it a whole day, when they got an aliyah they put it down, when they duchen they put it down, if they were cutting them obviously. And so he says, even if you're mastic, if you have it in mind, it's all part of the mitzvah, you have to have it in mind. From the very beginning, it bothers me. We yaitzes chiyos yitzias mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah every day to mention yitzias mitzrayim b'yom u'b'layla. So where are we yaitzit? We say in the third parasha. Yeshem leyeshes esiyaschem yeretz mitzrayim. So you mentioned yitzias mitzrayim. So it bothered me all the years in nishmas. We say melafanim mitzrayim galtanu Hashem alakenu based on the bidisanu. So I'm yaitzei the mitzvah there. I'm mentioning chiyas in Mitzrayim. It's much better than Hashem going to say yes to Eretz Mitzrayim. You're saying mamish those words Mitzrayim gal tanu. So like, what am I supposed to do in nishmas? I'm a chavin dafka not to be yaitzei the mitzvah because I'll set to do it later. Such a funny thing. And if you say kaddish v'yakiviyacha when you put on your tefillin, you mention yitzias Mitzrayim. So what's going on? Because I'll say yaitzei yitzias Mitzrayim. With the third parasha tzitzis, you mentioned it a bunch of times already. Kaddish v'kaviyacha, or even those who don't say that on Shabbos at least, you say this. Kodesh tziv is so geshmak. Zchiyas Mitzrayim, whenever you intend to say Zchiyas Mitzrayim in the morning, it's all part of Zchiyas Mitzrayim. So Chazal said that's part of it. So that's also part of it. It's not that your yoytz in the mitzvah is over.
It stems with the pasuk. Because you say, don't you say b'chol yom v'yom chayav adam laharos? B'chol yom v'yom means the whole day, not just part of it.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if I covered 11 mitzvahs. I remember, it's 11 mitzvahs in the nitziv itself.
you have a kiddush, I understand. So if you do a yihah and you haven't yet been kiddush,
you yaitze, just like a shayfer. If you do 100 yaitze, if you stab him for 30, you yaitze. But the hemshel could also be part of the have a din of mitzvah deraisa. The same thing with chagiga. Bring water. What? That, I want to get to the psukim also. One second. Something quick.
You just say I'm a kaddish Shabbos.
Well, if you don't intend to be yaitzi, probably not. But because your Shabbos Chazal said you're right.
So by the sukkah, if you intend to finish the sukkah the next day, you have your mind, you're going to build the whole sukkah.
So it's all included.
So it will be included.
Yeah, that's it. Seems to me it's all Talina's das, even though it's later. They blow shayfa taki after Muslim is all over. They eat kiyas and it's the. So this is a list of mitzvahs. I mentioned, and like I said, it's 11 mitzvahs in the whole Nitziv. I think on this page, you have about 7 of them marked off, and then Mila's not on this page, Kiddush and Avdallah, Zchitzis Mitzrayim, that's 3 more, that's 10, so I'm missing one, there should be one more. That's what?
Where
did he
get it from? What's the
Makar? The Makar is that it's a Yisai, and it explains all these sugyas and shas. He holds these sugyas and shas are the Makar. That's good for the Makar. That's the godless. The godless of what he does is to explain that these are now.
So, Marimachmos
disciples. What?
Marimachmos disciples.
It's Simen Vav in Brachis. My print is Simen Hey, but the new print is Simen. It's Simen Vav. Disciple goes through it as well. Doesn't go through all of them. Glad the lulav is very geshmak. It's coming yantiv. There's a difference between those who are noig api kabbalah and those that are noig api halacha. Those who are noig api kabbalah take the arba minim before davening. They go into a sukkah in the morning, and they take it. I'd rather noig that way the first morning, by besikin, I go try to go sunrise, the first minute of their mitzvah, the only first day is their isa. I want to make kind of their isa with the hiddur, so I bought a luvan esrog already, so I try to go, by besikin, I take it the first day, like the Arizal in the sukkah. The other days, I do like the Bali Alocha, really, a makbid not to do it then, the makbid to do it, right before Hallel. The Magid do it right before Hallel. So Ramesh explains the two minhagim. He explains that Api Arizal, there's an Indian to be connect the mitzvah of lulav and the mitzvah of sukkah and do them both together. So it's not dafka before davening, just you want to go to a sukkah. And I was in Eretz Yisrael years ago, a sukkah, they made a hefsik before Hallel, like they did both. They went out to the sukkah right before Hallel and shook it there. Maybe Chaim people,
Belinda.
What? Some people do a Chaim Belinda, that they make a break and they go out and they make their Rizal. And what's the end? They want the Nanuim and say goodbye Hallel. That's all the Hiddur Mitzvah. They want it to be all part of the Mitzvah Deraisa. So they hold that if you take it and in this Lekicha, your Meshach, the whole Lekicha, it's all the Hemshach of the Deraisa. Now I know, according to Nitziv, even if you take it hours early and you have a mind you're going to finish, it also works. But at least that's what they do. This is the way Ramesh explains the Igros Moshe. They take it and the Mamshach, it should be all one big Lekicha Shel Mitzvah. And gradually, this is one place where the Midik Sfarj stims better up Pi Halacha than Midik Ashkenaz. We do the Hashanis right after Hallel. With one lekicha, it's mamish, one lekicha for the mitzvah, and the halal, and the ishanis. It's all one big lekicha. And it's all sort of a hemshech of the lekicha d'iraisa. So it's a geshmak of biur and the different minhagim. In Rav Shach's biography, it says when he came to Volozhin, he saw that they were, when he learned Volozhin, not Volozhin, where did Rav Shach learn? I forgot, he went before his bar mitzvah, he left his parents, he never came back to them, never saw them again, wherever he was. What? Was it Kletsk? Maybe in Kletsk. So he said when he came to Kletsk, I think it was Kletsk, that he saw that they take the lulav before davening. And he had a problem, todiv eini todiv, how can you take lulav before davening? So if you take it early enough that you're not holding by that, it seems to be an eitzah. But he said, what it says there in the biography, is that he woke up the sikin, that be yichidis for sikin, and then he took the lulav with everyone, he may believe he was davening with everybody, just to be able to stick with his idea, al tadir shere tadir, to do it that way. But be that as it may, this is the beer in the midst of Sukkah. Right, you have to, yeah, if you don't wake up, you can't die. That's what it says in the Bayah. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But most things in biographies that are strange never happen. That's one thing I learned over time. A lot of biographical stories are either aren't true or can't be true. Or both. Now I want to tell you some Geschmacka PS's to this. I'm going to get to Rav Henke, he says something very Geschmack. But there's a bir halacha about the ritzuas of Yitzhilin. Apidin, the ritzuas, don't have to be as long as we wear them. Whatever the length, we have longer ritzuas than you need. The bir halacha is mesupik. What happens if the extra piece of ritzua is not black? You know, if the ritzua, even in one place, is not black, you have to blacken it. The shem mitzvah. What happens if the extra length of the ritzua is not black? Is that ma'akiv? Do you say you don't need it? It's extra. Who needs it? So if you don't need it and you have it, who cares if it's black or not? So the bir halacha is mesupik. What the din is? It's mamish this shaila. If you add to the ritzua, but you don't have to add, do you say it's all part of the mitzvah? Or do you say it's not all part of the mitzvah? So years ago, I wondered, our tefillin, your tefillin, not mine, but everybody else's tefillin, at the end, it comes to a point. It's cut to a point, right? You ever looked at it? The end of the ritzua. It's cut to a point. According to the Bir Halacha, the end of the ritzua is too narrow. You can't be yetzu with a narrow ritzua. So I wondered, so I asked the Sefer, why they make it a point? He said, in order to stick it in, it's easier to stick it in. So I asked, is saying halach anywhere to do a point? He says, that's the way Sefer do it. I'm sure everybody's yaitzah. But me, since I learned these halachas when I'm about 20 years old, I take my ritzuas and I cut them flat. Why should I go into sfeikas and have issues with it? So I cut it flat.
You heard it first.
So yeah. What? I'm not the only one who does it. Rather, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I have issues with the way they make ritzuas. Not everywhere, most of the places. I went to Shaborsky, one of the very Erlich ritzua manufacturers, and I went there. So in Eretz Yisrael, everything, they call everything the hak, right? So I arranged to go there. I went there. When I got there, there were, I don't know how many, 10 seifrim from Yerushalayim, but real ones, they were there to see what my issue is. So, whatever my issue was, I went there, and I had an issue with the way they make ritzuas. I had ritzuas made, chas v'shalom, I'm saying, it's possible. I had ritzuas made special. Shemboski told me he didn't make these ritzuas for 10 years. This is the way they were made, all the diaries. Lately, they changed. I put shellac on the ritzuas. The other things with the ritzuas, which I don't think is the kalashitis. It's true, Rabbi Yashav holds 100% kosher, and I have no problem wearing it, but lechatchila, I want to be yaitza kalashitis. So I had them make. I got a message a year and a half ago that they're making it that way. It seems more, Tabi Lacham Eretz Yisrael found out about it, so Landau's, which is the Ritzuas, I mean, they brought, they started offering the Bali Shalak and Bali, what they call it, impregnatia, the Ritzuas is the way I made it that time. I already got this year, I got a message from Shaborsky that they're calling it Reisman's Ritzuas. I said, do me a favor, leave me out of it, I don't have anything to do with it, everything's a tumult. But so we were in the car on the way back, so I couldn't get to Ritzuas on the spot, but I ordered from him a roll of these Ritzuas. I still have, I reordered, I have a couple for people who want to be Mahadim. Check your Shalreish. If your Shalreish is peeling, the first place the shellac peels is because of the oil of the hair. If it's peeling and it's already coming off as a peel, you should know it's possible, according to the Navi Yehuda, the Chayyadam, and the Beis Meir. You could argue if when it's not peeling, it's possible, like those three shittas. But once it starts peeling, it says Beferish, Chayyadam, he quotes my Rebbe, the Navi Yehuda, and at the end of it, he writes, the Beis Meir was masking to all this. The three of them hold, once it starts peeling, now it's kosher according to many paiskin. But there are some Gedalia Paiskim when it starts peeling who say that you should replace it. Now, it doesn't look as nice. The shellac looks much nicer. Without shellac, it doesn't look as nice. Anyway, I didn't want to get sidetracked. My point was that, so these Seifrim, so I had come with somebody had driven me there with a van. So they piled into the van on the way back, like six of them. They started asking me, do you have this hinder or that hinder? They're really testing me if I know. So I told them, here, take a look at my tefillin. Say, look at my tefillin. Say, wow, he does the Kesas HaSeifer. He does like, they saw I cut it flat. That's first of all, the Chumra they know. The Kesas HaSeifer holds, the sides of the Ritzuas have to be black also. The edges have to be black. So I blacken it with the paint. Now if you buy black on black, it's black anyway. Now they have already Ritzuas where the sides are pre-made black. But I blacken them just to be, it's an extra Sishiti, you don't have to. So finally I impressed them with the chumras. Now it's so you want to impress people, it's chumras. In America, it's money. Now it's so, it's chumras. So I told them, I didn't insist my children take this chumra. I don't insist anybody else take the chumra. I didn't teach any yeshiva. I just do it for myself. But I'll call upon him, this is totally in the tziv. If you have a mind, the whole length of the ritzua, is that all part of the mitzvah? The same thing. A hadassah need rav mishulish. Hadassah has to be three tefachim. If you have two tefachim mishulish, it's good. What happens if you have a hadass that's four tefachim long? And you have more than one and a half tefachim mishulish. Is that kosher? Tell you that's it. If you hold, the hadass only has to be three tefachim. That's the deraisa. So more than one and a half is mishulish, it's good. If you hold, you can add to the mitzvah. If you take a four tefach hadass, maybe that's also part of the hadass. We declare, I'm not saying. So the Haritzvi says this. The Haritzvi says it's totally in the shayla whether a person could add to the mitzvah. Now the Haritzvi in Siman Beis and Shuvas Hatzir Chaim talks a little more about it. I wanted to get to Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin is published in Gvures Elio, which was taken from his writing Tshuva Yud Aleph. He adds to the Netziv side with Psukim. He asked me about Psukim before. He says there are many mitzvahs where the Torah says do the mitzvah, then it says the Lashon Havaya, Vahaya. It says when it says the Lashon Vahaya, then you can add to the mitzvah. And he brings, I think, four examples. Ukshartem lois hayadecha, Vahayu l'taytafas. So when you put on the tefillin, you add to the mitzvah. Why do we assume if you keep on wearing it, ye yaitz in a mitzvah? That everyone assumes, keep on wearing it. Other makaris besides the nitziv. But he says, because it says, ukshartem lois. When they say kshartem, you do kshartem, ye yaitz. It says, vahayu lois ayaktav zenech. Vahayu means it has a hemshech. Tzitzis, the same thing. Vasulam tzitzis, vahayu lucham litzitzis. So we make two brachas on the tefillin, two brachas on the tzitzis. One is a bracha on the maisa, a lashon leh satev is a maisa, and al mitzvahs is on the vahaya of the mitzvah. Leh haniach is on the maisa, kshartem, and al mitzvah tefillin is on the vahaya. Bismillah, the same thing. Bismillah is the milah and there's the hemshach. So also it says tufsokim, both are embracious. It says unamaltem. And it says v'hayal lachem lebris l'shat Torah there. So I'm not quite the v'hayal oisbris. I think it says b'sarachem. So same thing. When it says two things, then there's a hemshach. And he mentions grad the sukkah. By sukkah it says b'sukkah teshvu by teshvu, which is l'shan havaya, and chagas goes tasa l'shan naisa. So you kind of miss it when you're there, and you kind of miss it with a hemshech of the mitzvah. So he goes with the same idea. These are all in the kudis in this one yisoid, gishmaki yisoid of the netziv. So it's a piece of our mesira, this netziv, very gishmaka piece. And okay, a shtickle lumdis as a preparation for the chagasukis. Okay, I think the next time we get together, Sukkot starts on Monday night. I think Sunday's going to be a hectic day for everybody. So we'll meet next time after Yom Tov with the Chayshim Mishpat, Siman Aleph. We're going to try it. I don't know how it's going to go, But we'll start with Chayshim Mishpat Simin Aleph next time we get together, right after Yom. If you can pass the copies forward, you got to use them.